It is 63 degrees right now in Nashville. We expect a high in the low to mid 80s today and plenty of sun for the next several days in Middle Tennessee. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. After the state of Tennessee failed in its attempt to execute Tony Carruthers last month, defense attorneys were in a mad dash to preserve evidence. They wanted an independent doctor to examine him, not the same doctor who carried out the execution attempt, or anyone else on the prison's payroll. But the courts declined to order that exam. WPLN's Catherine Sweeney gives us the latest.
Tennessee Department of Corrections staff and medical contractors tried to establish an IV into Carruthers' arms. When that failed, a doctor tried twice to cut into his chest and then once into his shoulder before the execution was called off. Several of Carruthers' attorneys are also part of a lawsuit that challenges the state's latest lethal injection protocol. It's basically the written guidebook. They argue that fails to prevent cruel and unusual punishment. And they say Carruthers' aborted execution paints a picture of an inept program. But ultimately, the court sided with the state and said the prison's medical staff could carry out the exam.
The judge did order TDOC to preserve medical equipment used in the failed execution, as well as all communications between staff that day. The state could appeal that order. The Nashville Predators have a new general manager and president of hockey operations. Chris McFarland will be joining the team after 11 seasons with the Colorado Avalanche. He'll be taking over for Barry Trotz, the team's GM since 2023, who announced his retirement in February. During McFarland's tenure in Colorado, the Tennessean reports the Avalanche went from last in the league to a long series of playoff seasons and a Stanley Cup win 4 years ago. Tennessee gas prices are going down. The American Automobile Association reports the average price of a gallon of regular gasoline has decreased more than 20 cents compared to last week. Today, the average across the state is $3.87. What remains unclear is whether prices will continue dropping. The cost of crude oil softened last week as the White House engaged in peace talks with Iran, but an agreement has been elusive. AAA says failure to strike a deal could cause prices to spike once again. And for those driving into Tennessee, travelers will soon be greeted by brand new signs. They look a little like vintage postcards with the words "Welcome to Tennessee" in bold letters over iconic images from all three of the state's grand divisions: the Mississippi River Bridge in Memphis, the Smoky Mountains, and in the center, the state capitol building. The first sign was unveiled Monday in East Tennessee at the I-26 Welcome Center in Unicoi County. And over the coming months, signs at 16 other interstate entry points will be replaced. It's the first update to the state's welcome signs since 1995. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.